This is the award-winning Speak Your Peace with Darren Dudrick on 1400 AM, 96.7 FM, KODI, and 1140 AM, KZMQ.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Darren Dudrick. If you have a comment or a question, you may call us at 587-1400 or 1-866-833-4400. Speak Your Peace is brought to you by Tim Mayhew of Level 4 Wealth Management in downtown Cody. Call today for no cost, no obligation consultation, 586-2700. Also brought to you in part by Precision Lawn Care. Reliable service with precise results. Call 899-0489. Also brought to you in part by First Bank of Wyoming, your home lending partner in town, and Mountain High Health Foods. For health foods, vitamins, herbs, books, anything for healthy living, stop by Mountain High Health Foods, top of the hill in Cody. Once again, the phone number is 587-1400 or 1-866-833-4400. When calling, we ask callers to please tell us your first and last name. We limit callers to one call per show. Today's guests on Speak Your Peace, well, we have Cody School Superintendent Ray Schulte, but he has a couple of guests with him. We have three Cody High School, we got two Cody High School graduating seniors and a Heart Mountain Academy graduating senior. We'll start with the high school students. In the studio, I have Dan Boudry and Jordan Nelson, and of course, Ray Schulte. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing well, Darren, and how are you?
That's okay. Just turn the volume up. You should be good.
All right.
You should be good. We can hear you. You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, well, see, there we go.
All right.
We want to hear everybody. That's important.
Like Verizon.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Okay. We'll just turn Mr. Schulte's the mic off, and we'll talk to you guys. Well, thanks for coming in today, Jordan and Dan. We'll talk about graduation, which, can you believe it's already around the corner? Is it hard for you guys to believe? You probably remember starting kindergarten, right? I don't know, Jordan, you...
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to be graduating in like 8 days. It doesn't feel real yet.
How about you, Dan? Are you excited, surprised, or just not emotional about the whole thing? Or
it's really weird, yeah. strange to think that something that's been such a stable part of your life is just coming to an end. But as far as like public schools here, it's weird.
What do they call it, a new chapter? Is that what they call it now? I guess you guys are graduating Saturday, May 26th, is that right, at 2 o'clock? Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay, and then I guess, what can you tell us? I know that it's going to happen at the Schweitzer Gym, and that's normally where it is, right?
Yep. And then we have our valedictorian is Kirsten Hull, so she'll be giving a speech, along with Sydney Pohlmeisel, who's the salutatorian. And then our farewell speakers are Ira Mickelson and Trisha Tamblyn. So they'll give a speech too. That should be pretty good. Ira's a funny dude.
So there's some entertainment value to the whole thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's you got to have that when you're sitting in a hot gym for 3 hours, just listening to some kids talk about how much they loved going to school with you. And
now, come on, Dan, you get a little emotional too, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Jordan doesn't think you will. Well, you, Jordan, it'll be kind of rough, won't it?
No, I'm ready.
Wow, okay, well, so much for the tears there, Mr. Schulte. You guys are ready to go.
We'll see how they do on graduation day. But I just want to correct Mr. Boudry. So it probably won't be a three-hour ceremony.
Oh. It might be 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna say probably 60 minutes. That's typically
60 minutes. Okay.
Oh wow,
maybe 80, but
It may seem like 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to the graduating seniors, they're so excited to get this thing done and get all the emotion out. It may seem like 3 hours.
So I
understand there's going to be normally the high school's done this. The school district's approved this, but I mean they have a little out after graduation party or gathering at the rec center. Is that still going to go on? Is that the way it looks like they're going to have something going on at the rec center until like 3 in the morning, I think.
We'll have a class graduation party at the rec center from 9 at night till about 3 in the morning. There'll be prizes and food and activities. I think that there's going to be a hypnotist and some other things so that we can try and, well, have a fun time and all be in a safe area.
Together,
as well
before
as,
we leave.
Yeah, and I know that there's been some parents who have been spending all year trying to fundraise, and I think they have upwards of $20,000 worth of prizes and even just straight cash that us graduating seniors can win through different activities there at at the party.
Now, let me just talk a little bit about your, your high school, your time in high school. Jordan, I'll start with you. Now, are you originally from Cody? Did you go through, all through elementary school, middle school, or where did you,
start? No, I moved here in eighth grade from Wisconsin.
Okay, where at in Wisconsin?
Eau Claire.
Okay, all right. You like Wyoming?
Yeah, it's been really nice. So I've just been with people since like eighth grade, but it's still been really good time.
So what did you do in high school? What are some of the activities, sports, any extracurricular stuff that you did?
I was in band for 3 years. Nice. And same with basketball. And then, I focused a lot on school, and then I was involved with, I was like the president of CAN and TLC and Youth for Justice, and, was involved with outdoor club and some Special Olympics stuff. So just like all over the place.
Now, what do you plan to do once you graduate? You going to college, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I'm going to college and at a private liberal arts school in Memphis, Tennessee. So that's pretty exciting.
What do you want to major in? You decided what you want to do?
Yeah, I want to do international studies and be pre-med.
International studies, and what country you want to go to? If you get to pick, if they say either go to any country you want to do this, where would you go?
Nepal.
Nepal. Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. Dan's looking like I'm looking. Nepal. Okay. Hey, that's all right though. Nothing wrong with that. But yeah. Let me ask you, Dan. Are you originally from Cody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was born here, and then my family moved to South Dakota. Both my parents are teachers. They taught on the Rosebud Indian Reservation for a few years. Came back for kindergarten. I've been here since.
Now, you went to what elementary school did you go to?
Sunset.
Do you remember your days at Sunset?
Oh, yes.
You went back. You're old. You're so old. You went to the old Sunset,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I actually lived right across the street, so I got to just walk just across the street to school every single day. It was pretty good. Pretty sweet deal.
And you went to the middle school, and now you're in high school. Or you're getting ready to wrap up your high school days. What did you do in high school? I know that you wrestled, I'm assuming. I think I hear your name with wrestling. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I was a fairly successful wrestler. I was third place as a freshman. Couldn't wrestle my sophomore year because I was healing from a car accident. And then I was a state champion my junior and senior year, and also a Ronthon champion, which is, they divide up the state into 2A, 3A, 4A. Mm-hmm. So Ronthon is a tournament where all class competes. It's not divided by that, and everybody in the state comes, so it's like a true state tournament.
Nice.
So that was exciting. Also, I've been helped a lot with CAN. Wasn't on the CAN board, but I do a lot of activities with them, helping out with middle school and elementary school. I've been a part of helping with Special Olympics and the outdoor club, and I do a lot of coaching for youth wrestling for the little guys around and help with the middle school with that. And I focus a lot on my academics as well.
So what's your plans after graduation?
Well, I received the STAR scholarship, which is more than a full ride to Michigan State University.
Nice.
And I'll be studying computer science and robotics engineering out there.
You're not going to wrestle at Michigan State, are you?
No. I struggled with enough injuries coming through high school. I figured I'd let the college wrestling aside, so then you save the body so I could play with my kids in older age and actually, go through life without debilitating pain and be all hunched over and stuff.
I want to ask you about the accident that happened a few years ago, right?
Yeah, my freshman year.
How did that affect you as far as, the recovery and then the motivation? Because that was a terrible thing that happened, and it sounds like you came through it quite well. Tell us your experience and how that motivated you to get to where you are today.
Well, all I remember is when I woke up in the hospital about a week after the accident, I knew that I still wanted to be a state wrestling champion, and that's all I could think about, and I was going to do whatever I needed to do in order to achieve the goals that I had. And that's been my motto, been my motivation for pretty much everything that I do or want to do, is just find a way. And breaking it down into smaller goals and smaller steps so that you can, because it's not like right after the accident when you're still walking around in a thoracic and cervical brace that you can really try and go train for wrestling. You got to train for other things like, I got to be able to walk and get out of this thing first, and I got to get out of my restriction of only being able to lift 10 pounds.
It's amazing to go through a life-changing experience at that age I mean, it really is for anybody that and it's got to be something that I imagine continues to motivate you to this day, considering what could have happened and how things have turned out for you.
Yeah, it's really incredible, and it's been a wonderful experience because I've been able to, through my recovery, be introduced to and meet a lot of people that I would never spend any time with had things just gone smoothly. And I've learned a lot of lessons and gone through a lot of struggles that, well, most 50-year-olds don't. Most people haven't had a lot of the type of things that I've gone through, and not to talk about me like, oh, I'm so great, but this is like what a lot of my grandparents and my grandparents' friends tell me is, man, I haven't gone through stuff that you went through till I was 45.
Sure. No,
it's been a blessing, and I think it's going to help me to go through whatever else I have to face in life.
Jordan, what are some of your memories that you look back at your time and Cody, you know, short high school time, but anything big that stands going to stand out for you as you look back maybe at your high school days that you enjoyed, some of the things you enjoyed mostly? Too big of a list, right?
Yeah, that's a tough question. Probably, I guess, like, this year's been, like, a big year of, like, lasts, I guess, which has been, it's just been interesting to see how, like, different people, like, in my class have grown up and how they've changed and what they're going to do. So that's, like, I guess, like, a, like, way of, like, looking at it. But then, for me personally, like, I've enjoyed, like, little things. Like, I've enjoyed being able to do stuff with, like, Youth for Justice and just see how I've grown personally, and how I went from being, like, a really, like, quiet freshman to speaking at school board meetings against Mr. Schulte. And
whoa! We're going to have a debate here. We'll let Dan moderate it.
Yeah. Debate, right? How I've just become, like, more independent and confident in, like, how I've kind of found my place and what I want to do. So that's really exciting.
So you don't seem shy at all. You seem like a natural for the radio. So he raises his hand? This is pretty good. He's learned. Okay, go ahead.
Just for clarification.
Okay.
I don't know that Jordan really spoke against
Yeah,
me.
Not against okay. him, but
no,
spoke
she
out.
Spoke out on an issue, but that's fine.
Anything
it was
you
a
like.
Public meeting, and we invite public comment, and Jordan spoke about her opinion on an issue, and that's great.
Anything you'd like to add to these two graduating seniors there?
You know, I'm just, we're really proud of them, and we should be, and we want to wish them the very best and remind everybody when graduation is, and it's open to the public, and the gym will be full, but...
It's Saturday, May 26th. Is that right? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
May 26th.
Schweitzer Gym. And it's not going to be 3 hours, right?
But not going to be 3 hours.
Somewhere between 60 minutes and 3 hours. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, 80 minutes.
And do you guys have anything else you want to say about end of the year?
Hey, you know, and there's going to be cake served after graduation, so it's good stuff.
That's why I'm going.
Okay, that's probably the main reason to go to graduation.
Yeah.
Right?
Last day of school for you guys?
23rd. Wednesday the 23rd.
Okay.
And that's, I think, the last day throughout the school, whole district, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the last day. So we have state soccer coming up this weekend. We have state track this weekend. And then that following week, it'll be the end of the school year. And then you guys will graduate on Saturday. Cody High School graduation on that Saturday. Memorial Day weekend. Start at 2 o'clock. We'll be done at 3:30, and we're all good to go.
Hey, I want to congratulate you guys. I mean, it's an achievement, despite what it sounds like the norm that you go through the school and graduate from high school. But graduating high school is a big deal, and you guys got your future ahead of you. And best of luck to you, both of you. Thank you guys Thank for you. Coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break on Speak Your Peace. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400. Back with more Speak Your Peace right after these messages.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP. We help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
The views and or opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views and or opinions of this station or its advertisers.
Are you suffering with allergies, hay fever, or sinusitis? This is Marty from Mountain High Health Foods, and oil of oregano has proven to be a simple and effective way to help you stay healthy. It is also an invaluable traveling companion in the event of an infection. Boost your immune system with oil of oregano, Mother Nature's antibiotic. Stop in today at Mountain High Health Foods, top of the hill in Cody.
Midway is the number one RV dealership in Wyoming. Midway provides a hassle-free buying experience.
Midway.
Family-operated, community-driven.
Midway.
Going strong for 15 years.
Midway.
Has the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the area.
Midway.
Is your Bighorn Basin dealership. Shop online at MidwayAutoSales.com.
Midway.
When we think of being overweight, we generally think of how we look. Rarely do we think of the health risks. Bottom line, being overweight is dangerous. Cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cognitive disorders, cancer, all increase dramatically if you're overweight. This is Dr. Vince Kalkuski, D.C., and we offer a weight loss plan based on solid research from top experts. When our plan is followed, it works. Learn more at one of our free presentations.
Kalkuski Chiropractic and Cody Weight Loss Center, 587-1500.
Dental implants have given thousands of people a second chance to enjoy the foods they love, to smile with confidence, and get their lives back after tooth loss. Billings Oral Surgery offers dental implants to our patients in the Bighorn Basin at our Cody location. World-class dental care from a highly skilled team, close to home. Billings Oral Surgery on Bighorn Avenue in Cody. To schedule a consultation, call 587-5451.
We'd love to see you smile.
Dad's garage is his workshop, his stadium, and the one place he can escape to. It's where he keeps his tools, his truck, and his sanity. Then you started invading the garage. You borrowed tools, his pickup, and tested his patience. This Father's Day, buy him some Carhartt to help him get his spring projects done. Maybe then he'll forget about the pliers you never returned. For your Carhartt products, it's Franz and Safety, East 16th and Worland.
Summer's approaching, and that means vacation. Remember, for best rates, book your flight early out of Yellowstone Regional Airport. With daily flights to Denver and Salt Lake City, you can start your next trip at YRA with a short drive, free parking, easy access to the terminal, and shorter lines. Then finish your trip by landing just minutes from home with your car a short walk away. Start and finish your vacation hassle-free at Yellowstone Regional Airport. On the web at flyyra.com.
Tiled floors are ideal for any room, but when you add warmth to tile, you add a touch of luxury that brings your flooring experience to a whole new level. Imagine bare feet on a nice, cozy floor that also has all the benefits associated with tile, available in endless designs, colors, and sizes, and offers easy maintenance and is allergen-free. When properly installed, a heated tile floor is practically indestructible. Isn't it time you installed a warm, luxurious tile floor? Abbey Carpet on the West Strip in Cody.
Spend Memorial Day at Monster Lake Ranch for the 2018 World Series of Shooting Competition, Monday, May 28th. Compete in the Prairie Dog Challenge, the Bench, or the Precision Rifle Challenge. $100 per event, lunch included. Open, youth, and women's divisions. No matter your skill level, this will be a day to remember. Also, enjoy practice day on Sunday. For more details or to register, visit worldseriesofshooting.com. Everyone welcome. Monday, May 28th at Monster Lake Ranch, 10 minutes south of Cody.
We are back on Speak Your Piece. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Darren Dudrick. Today in the studio, we have three Cody seniors and Cody School Superintendent Ray Schulte. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400. Last segment, we just talked to Cody High School graduating seniors Dan Boudry and Jordan Nelson. Now in the studio, I have Caitlin Colgrove. She's a senior at Heart Mountain Academy. She'll be graduating with Heart Mountain Academy on Friday, May 25th. Is that right, Caitlin?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, congratulations. That's a great accomplishment, and I think you're... Are you excited about it?
I'm very excited.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you... when did you start at Heart Mountain Academy? Now, I understand that Heart Mountain Academy raised, what, you said two years?
It's in its third year.
Third year, okay. And you've been here with Heart Mountain Academy for how long?
I've been there for 2 years.
Are you originally from Cody?
No, I was born in Inglewood, Colorado.
Okay. And when you moved here, what grade were you in?
I moved here the last month of third grade.
So you've been here since.
Yeah.
What elementary school did you go to?
I went to Sunset.
So went to Sunset and then went to the middle school. Yep. And now you're at Heart Mountain Academy. So how did that adjustment go? Did you find it worked out well for you going from the high school to Heart Mountain Academy?
Yeah, I was really, really nervous about it before making that adjustment. I thought it'd be made fun of for like switching and stuff. But that school is so amazing. They're so accepting. They're so helpful. And it was exactly what I needed to keep me in school.
Now, answer me this: if you had had that option not been available to you, and you had to stay in the high school, how do you think that would have been different for you? Think?
I think I probably wouldn't have even graduated high school. I think I definitely was getting pretty tired of everything, and I was getting really ready to drop out. I wanted to go to being homeschooled and just do that, but actually, Mr. Hayes said, "Hey, try Heart Mountain Academy instead, and then we can talk about homeschool." And I'm so happy he did.
And homeschool just went away real quickly,
instantly.
Right?
Instantly.
Now, how many students are graduating with you on May 25th with Heart Mountain Academy?
There are 9 students.
There are 9 students. Well, that's wonderful. So 9 of you. And Ray, is that an average size, or is it lower? Is it high?
You know, Darren, it's been about 9 or 10 students every year. We have a population at Heart Mountain of about 30 students, so we do not have too many freshmen in there. Most of the students, we encourage them to try Cody High School because Cody High School works for most students.
Sure.
And there are more classes to take at Cody High School. There's some more options, and the kids can get involved in band and choir and et cetera. So we encourage students to go into Cody High School. And if it doesn't work for them, like Caitlin said, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. We have 150 students in a grade level, and every year it's not a surprise that for 7 or 8 or 10 students, Cody High School just doesn't work for whatever reason. Heart Mountain Academy is an alternative high school. It's a different format. It's not just a different location, but it's a very different format. How the teaching and learning is carried out is very different. It's very personalized for students. But we put Heart Mountain there as an alternative for students that were not successful or were not satisfied with Cody High School to give students another option. And it's been a real wonderful addition because we've been able to graduate. This will make probably 30 high school graduates in just 3 years.
That you may not have had it not been for Heart Mountain Academy.
I would say some of those students would have still graduated.
Sure,
but
somehow, somewhere.
I would think probably the majority of them probably would not have graduated.
Caitlin, were you involved in any extracurricular activities?
Yeah, I did band for 3 years. I did color guard for 3 years, and I did cheerleading for 3 years.
So you're able to stay active as well in other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, what can you tell maybe our listeners out there that have maybe fellow students or maybe parents grandparents, guardians of kids that maybe are going to be going to high school and are worried that they might, the high school, the Cody High School may not be a good suit for them. What can you tell them about Heart Mountain Academy and why they should give it a try?
I would just say that it's there's a lot of classes that are online, and so kids can go at their own pace, and that's something that I definitely enjoyed, was being able to take things at my own pace. The teachers have a different way of teaching things. It's more one-on-one since the classes are so small. And I remember joining there, I had to do my own, like, lesson plan to pretty much say, like, where I wanted to be by graduation. And so, and then they stick to that. And so it really does help.
Is there a certain subject that maybe in the regular high school that you didn't like very much, but you come to, you warmed up to a little bit more when you started the Heart Mountain Academy, or you were part of Heart Mountain Academy?
I took a lot of my, like, the basic classes mm-hmm. that I needed at Cody High School. So I took mostly just elective classes at Heart Mountain, but I needed English. Even though I finished all my English classes at Cody High School, they require more English classes at Heart Mountain Academy, and I didn't ever like English, and my English teacher there, Ms. Conklin, is amazing, and so I loved English, and I passed all my English classes. I was getting C's in English, and now I was getting A's in English, so.
It's amazing how that works out. Now, the Heart Mountain Academy graduation will be Friday, May 25th. What time is that going to be, do we know?
6.
6 o'clock, and where is that at? Is that at the gym, too?
No, it's at the Winona-Thompson Auditorium.
So it's the Winona-Thompson Auditorium. Now, what's your plans after graduation, Caitlin? You plan on going to college, or what do you plan on doing?
Yeah, I am going to Chadron State College in Nebraska. I am majoring in elementary education, and then I'm also considering doing SPED education.
Did you ever think back in maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you'd ever go to college and major in education?
I always knew I wanted to go to college.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a teacher.
Wanted to be a teacher. Yeah. Well, there you go, Mr. Schulte. We got another teacher in the works here.
Perfect.
That's yes. A good thing. Is there anything, Ray, that you wanted to add to this?
No, yes, Darren. I would just say, you know, Heart Mountain Academy, a couple of years ago, we started that program. We had the first graduation 2 years ago. 8 or 9 students graduated, and there were probably 30 or 40 family members and high school teachers, people that came to kind of support the graduates. Last year, we had a second graduation. Again, we had roughly 10 graduates. We had probably 200 people showed up because, you know, it's just a great celebration. I think people are really grateful that we have a school in place that helps students that maybe just don't fit in with the regular crowd, or they just have a different they're on a different path, you know. They're like Caitlin here, plans to go to college, wants to go back and come back and be a teacher. So has wonderful goals, but maybe doesn't really want to follow the typical path that you find in Cody High School. And so it's been a great project, and it's helped a lot of students. Hasn't really cost us a lot more money, and so it's really worked well. And the graduation ceremony, which is what we're here to kind of talk about, the graduation ceremony has really been a fun event because it's exciting. People are excited to see their children or their grandchildren or their, you know, in some cases, the neighbors show up to wish them well. And so it's been a fun time.
Any memories that you're going to take with you of Heart Mountain Academy, Caitlin, that maybe big memories or things, moments you'll remember?
Probably definitely the class that I'm graduating with. They were very accepting of me when I came up to Heart Mountain Academy, and then definitely the teachers and Ms. Blatt, because they definitely kept me there and got me through everything so much more, and it's definitely going to be hard leaving them.
Caitlin Colgrove, she's a graduating senior, will be a graduating senior for Heart Mountain Academy here in Cody. Caitlin, congratulations. on your graduation. Like I was telling Dan and Jordan, the high school thing, sometimes when you graduate, it's just expected, but it's a huge deal. It's a heck of an accomplishment, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on today. We're going to take a quick break on Speak Your Piece. If you'd like to join the conversation today, give us a call, 587-1400. We're back with more Speak Your Piece right after these messages.
Hey, Joel, what you doing over there? Some kind of yoga pose?
Nah, I can't get my lawnmower to start. It's only 8 a.m. and I'm already sweating like Mike Tyson at a spelling bee.
Man, just call Precision Lawn Care. They do all my mowing, trimming, edging. They can even do fertilization, aeration, and snow removal in the wintertime. Do your blood pressure a favor and call Precision Lawn Care.
Precision Lawn Care, 899-0489. Fair prices, reliable service, quality results.
Whitex Corporation in Cody has an immediate opening for an experienced accountant. A degree is preferred, but experience will be considered. The ideal candidate will have experience in monthly closing processes and preparing costing updates. Whitex offers an excellent benefit package and a competitive salary, as well as a fantastic work environment. For more information about our accounting opening at Whitex Corporation in Cody, feel free to drop by the office at 1825 Bighorn Avenue, go to our website, whitex.com, or call me, Connie, at 587-5515.
No matter how hard you ride or how hard you fall, Dr. Jimmy Biles and Yellowstone Sports Medicine are your best call. So live it up, Wyoming. But when things get tough, our friendly professional crew will keep you going. Whatever your passion, outdoor recreation, on the court, or on the course, we back your play. With orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, and a great workout facility, Yellowstone Sports Medicine will keep you in the game.
There's nothing like a hardwood floor for the natural beauty, warmth, ease of cleaning, and durability. This is Kim Scheid, flooring manager at Haskell's. Stop in today at any one of our three showrooms and browse through the selection of premier hardwood flooring in everything from exotic to homegrown favorites. At Haskell Flooring, we guarantee the best prices and have 30 years of professional installation experience. Also, ask about cash and carry pricing. Haskell Furniture and Flooring in Cody, Lovell, and Moreland, where we have better than Billings pricing every day.
Hi, I'm Darren Dudrick, host of the award-winning talk show Speak Your Piece on KODI 1400 AM and 96.7 FM. Join me mornings 9 to 10, Monday through Friday, as I interview guests from around the city, county, state, and even the nation, and take your phone calls regarding a wide range of topics and issues that affect you. That's Speak Your Piece, weekday mornings 9 to 10, with rebroadcasts 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, only on KODI 1400 AM and 96.7 FM.
The Cody City Council will meet Tuesday, May 15th at 7 p.m. in the City Council Chambers. At the meeting, the mayor will proclaim National Police Week and give out a safety award to the Electric Division. Under Conduct of Business, the council will designate Finance Officer Leslie Brummage as the administrator for the System for Award Management Program, approve an agreement with WIDOT regarding a study of Cougar Avenue between Freedom Street and Highway 14A, approve an agreement with Red Canyon River Trips to use public right-of-way for business parking, and approve change orders for the Wastewater Treatment Phase 1 project. There will be a public hearing regarding the issuance of a new microbrew liquor license to the Y Old West Tap Room, and under Conduct of Business, council will consider issuing the license. Council will consider approving a street closure request from the Wild Bunch Gunfighters for 12th Avenue in front of the Irma Hotel 6 nights a week from June 4th through September 22nd. Consider a request to close 12th Street from Sheridan Avenue to the alley on May 30th for the Morgan Car Show. And consider approving a request to close 10th Street between Sheridan and Beck Avenues on Thursday, June 30th for the Family Freedom Festival.
We are back on Speak Your Piece. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Darren Dudrick, today visiting with Cody School Superintendent Ray Schulte. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400. Tomorrow on Speak Your Piece, my guests will be City of Cody officials. We'll talk about tonight's City Council meeting and other city-related issues. Now, the last couple segments, we had some Cody seniors on. We had two Cody High School graduating seniors, Dan Boudry and Jordan Nelson, and we just got through talking to Heart Mountain Academy senior Caitlin Colgrove. And Ray, it's always nice to hear from the kids that are graduating. They're excited, they're nervous, but they always give you kind of perspective of what their time in Cody schools has been like, and it's nice to hear from them and what their future plans are.
Yeah, it certainly is, Darren, and we're really proud of those students, and we're happy that they have plans to go forward and do good things. And so graduation's kind of a strange time of year, you know. I think as parents, we can't, that you reach a point where graduation doesn't come quick enough. because I mean, you know, I just think that's, I think that's what happens. You know,
and then it comes too quick.
And then it comes too quick. And I think that probably describes it for most people. So, no, we're really proud of these students, and graduation is a fun time. It's an important time. It's what we put all our effort into. So
Before we do that, we want to get to the board agenda because there's a meeting tonight, right?
Yes.
Before we do that, I just want to remind everybody the last day of school here in Cody is next Wednesday, May 23rd. Heart Mountain Academy graduates Friday, May 25th, and Cody High School graduates Saturday, May 26th. So in case you joined us late, those are the important dates that are coming up. Meanwhile, there's a school board meeting tonight, and I know there's numerous things that are going to be talked about. A couple of things. I didn't get a chance to talk to you last time you were on, Ray, regarding the e-cigarettes and the vaping issue that's happening in the schools. We know the city's been involved with that, with the new ordinance and so forth. What can you tell us from what you've heard about how big of a problem is e-cigarettes and the vaping in Cody Public Schools?
Darren, when I talked to the school administrators, both high school and middle school, unfortunately, when I talked to school administrators about vaping and e-cigarettes and whatever other terms they use to describe that, it's pretty common. It's become very common.
So, what is exactly are they doing? They could take a pin and
No. There's a device like a Juul device. It's a little electronic. It burns oil and it turns the oil. I'm not sure how to describe it other than
the science.
Well,
of
it. You put like little containers that have oil, mm-hmm. and some of it's scented, some of it's flavored. They put that into a device. You're right. It looks like a marking pen. They put that in there. It has, I don't know if it has a battery. It must, because it heats the oil, turns it into a vapor.
And they smoke it.
And they smoke it and inhale it, I guess, is probably the way to describe it. And some of it's flavored. So there's no nicotine involved. And then, okay, but then there are some devices that have nicotine, and what I received a press release a week or two ago from Homeland Security, maybe it was Safe School, but anyway, Safe to Tell, which is still part of that whole group. School Security sent out a press release talking about these oils that now have THC or marijuana in it. So, which everybody knew. I mean, if you had any idea, you'd look at that device and see how it's used, and you'd say, well, I know where that's going, and that's exactly where it went. The devices went from strawberry flavors to nicotine to THC, and then I don't know where it goes beyond that. But certainly a concern, because we don't need 13-year-olds and 15-year-olds using those anytime, especially using them in the school system. And the devices are small. There's no odor. There's really no smoke from those. It's hard to detect. It's very difficult to detect. And so...
So when are they doing this? One of the students that do vape, are they doing it during lunch or before school, after school? Or
I think all of the above,
all
yes.
the above, okay.
And because it's hard to really notice. I mean, that if student, it looks like they may have an ink pen in their hand, and they could be sitting in the school. They could be sitting in a library. They could be sitting in a classroom. Teachers are aware of it, and they're dealing with it, and the staff's dealing with it. But when you catch when a student has a vape pen, and one of the policies we're asking the board to consider tonight is to align our policy with that of the city of Cody. And what the city of Cody is saying is if you're under the age of 18 and you have a vape device, it's going to be prohibited, because it takes a lot of work and a lot of investigation, I should say, to find out whether the vape pen has a THC in it, whether it has nicotine in it. And so just to have the device is going to be a violation of city ordinance. And if the board approves it, it's going to be a violation of district policy. If students want to have vape pens and do that outside of school, that's a free country. You can do it. Well, you can't do it in Cody if you're under the age of 18. But we're not going to worry about we're not dealing with that. But when you're in school, on school time, school property, we're going to prohibit the vape pens because we know where they're going. They're already there. We have students using them. They're not sneaking in a vape pen to take advantage of a flavored scent like watermelon or strawberry. They're doing it for nicotine or maybe even THC. So that's how we're proposing it be dealt with.
What about, for those who don't know, what's the policy on cigarettes and tobacco use on school property? School grounds, high school.
It's violated. You
can't do it.
Prohibited, yes,
okay.
Correct.
So that, and then we want to just jump to a different topic here because I know you got a big agenda tonight. One other one I wanted to ask you about is the social studies resources that were available at the library for people. They had like about a month or so to go look at the public to go review them. What's the status of that and what's the next step?
Darren, that's a great question. So that has been out for review for 45 days. That review ended on Friday. And so we had multiple resources there. Some of those were textbooks. Some of those were collections, individual reading series types of things. And we had a couple complaints filed against a couple of the books. One of the books at the high school, there were some complaints filed. They thought that the material wasn't balanced and it might have been a little biased. And so those complaints filed against the high school book, that will go to the committee that reviews the complaint and listens to the discussion and the debate, and then they will make a decision on the complaint, whether or not to uphold it or to say basically that, yes, we hear what the complaint's about. We don't know that it's enough to cause us to not purchase the book. Maybe we make some sort of note to the complaint and have that part of the book purchased. Anyway, that high school book will go through that process, and that will take probably a month at least to do that.
How many complaints did you get overall?
I don't have as of last Friday morning, I believe there were three.
So not many. Okay.
And there may have been a couple that came in later in the afternoon. So, but as far as the books, we had a couple little readers, independent reader type books that came in with complaints on those. And so all in all, probably 95% of the books that were put on display, we did not receive a complaint on those books. And so we are proposing tonight to the school board to go ahead and purchase those books. The purchase for the reading, the social studies series, was actually part of this year's budget. So to manage our budget, to manage our resources, we're asking the board to go ahead and make that purchase. When you start buying, 100 books or more than 100 books per grade level, you're talking $95,000 worth of resources.
Sure.
So it's not a small figure. And if we it's ideal if we can keep that in this budget year just for the way that works. So most of the books didn't receive a complaint on, but we did receive a complaint on a couple of them. Interestingly, we had a couple people file complaints on a couple elementary books where they felt like there was nothing talked about in regards to climate change. And so that's another argument that the KEC committee will have to listen to.
A couple of other issues I wanted to ask you about before we go into more detail about the school board meeting real fast. Drug testing, what happened with that? I know the school board was taking that on. Is that going to be back into the system, or they decide not to do it anymore? Or not do it and just keep it where they're not doing it?
Yes, great question, Darren. We did talk about that in April, and the board said, look, we have the CKA that the policy that would allow approved employees to carry firearms on school property. We just got that approved, but we still have to deal with looking for a vendor mm-hmm. to do the training, looking for a vendor to do the psychological suitability exam. there's still a lot of work involved with that. We have school board election coming up in November, so there are three people up for re-election, and of course nobody has to file for that, right?
Four?
Oh, that's correct.
Okay,
there is a two-year seat. You're right. So there are four people, three 4-year positions and one 2-year position. So we have all that going on, and the board said, you know what? We're going to answer the student random drug testing question, but now is not the time to answer it.
So they tabled it pretty much.
They did table it until after the board election.
So now the next step of the policy CKA is it's pretty much it's put to the side as far as any action by the board. You're looking for the psych exam and training. Is that the next step? Or what's going on with that?
That is the next step. And so the policy was approved on third reading last month. And so it's on the books. And right now the board needs to we need to find a vendor to do the training, and we need to find a vendor to do the psychological suitability testing.
And see if teachers come forward and so forth.
Yes, we've lined up the alcohol and drug testing that will be part of that policy. So it's working through the details, but that will happen over the next month.
And that should be maybe depending on if any teachers come forward, incorporated into the system next school year, depending on how everything else goes, the training and everything else.
Yeah, if the training is available, if that can be made possible, if the other requirements that are written into that policy can be met, then potentially somebody could be caring as soon as school opens in August.
Now, with the final 7 minutes, I'll let you. Anything else for tonight's agenda? First, when does the meeting start?
Yeah, well, we have an executive session at 5:30, so we're going to be talking about salary and benefits for the most part, and that is an executive session item. And then we have presentations at 6 o'clock. We do have kind of a interesting announcement there, and we have the journalism club at Cody High School. Erica Quick is in charge of the group. We have 5 students that were nominated for student Emmys. And so there's an award ceremony in Seattle in June where it's kind of it is part of the whole Emmy presentation. But we had students that were recognized for the work that they have completed at Cody High School. And we're kind of excited about that. They've not been part of that before. They submitted their applications, and they were selected as nominees. So we will recognize those students. We have some employee recognition tonight. We're going to talk about, as we said earlier, we're going to talk about social studies. One of the things we have going on this time of year, Darren, we have a lot of summer work lined up.
That's right.
So we've had multiple projects that we received bids on, and we will take action on those tonight. So we have one of the things we're doing at Cody High School. We have I believe 800 or 900 lockers in the high school, and some of those are original with the original part of the original building, and they don't look all that appealing, and they don't function. And most of them are, if a lot of students really don't use them. So it seems like it's kind of a challenge because they look unsightly, and students don't use them. We have way more lockers than are needed, and so what do you do with them? Do you repaint them and then still don't use them?
Build a new high school. No, I'm only kidding.
No, okay.
Sorry, I don't go that road.
Well, let's try something prior to that.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do, here's the story. We're going to tear out a bunch of lockers, and we're going to put in display cases so we can display student work, things like that.
Nice.
But just a small project like that ends up costing, you know, $100,000.
Sure does.
Because that's just the way things go, and we put it out for bid, and we receive some competitive bids, and we're going to recommend low bid, but that's one of the projects we're going to do this summer. And you kind of have to keep up with the buildings, or you end up building a new high school before it's time. So And then we're going to work on the observatory at Cody Middle School. That has had some pretty serious water damage, and there probably is some mold in there. And so we're going to spend some money and bring that up to usable condition again. And that's exciting because we have some people that are really excited about the observatory, use it a lot, get kids excited. Of course, last year with the eclipse, it was a, kind of a that kind of spurred some kids on. And so we're going to do that. We're going to do a we're looking at a lock replacement across the entire district. Hmm. And when you start talking about commercial door locks and spend $100 or $150 a door lock, yeah, that's a fair amount of money. And but then when you start buying 300 of them, then you start spending hundreds of thousands.
Oh, yeah.
And so
it's expensive.
We are looking at about $180,000 project just to replace the door locks. But it's one of those we have sort of a variation throughout the district, and a lot of things have sort of been cobbled together over the years, and things are, as locks have worn out, and we have locks that are not ADA compliant. And so this is a proposal to get that cleaned up and move forward. So we will be doing that. We do have a project that involves Eastside Elementary, Cody Middle School, and Livingston Elementary. And right now, Darren, when you walk into those buildings, they're not very secure. You walk straight into the building, and there's a, you have a camera and a door lock.
Gotta be
helps.
You have to be buzzed in. Sure.
But it's not as probably clean as it could be.
Sure.
So we've been looking at that. The state of Wyoming provided us roughly $120,000 for security projects, and we put that with some of the district maintenance money. We are going to revamp the front entries to those three buildings, and that work will start as soon as school is out. And if we award the bid tonight, it will take them from the day school gets out until the day students come back, and they're going to have to work pretty hard through the summer. But redo the entryways into those buildings and basically direct traffic. When people come into the building, they're going to be directed towards the office, and then they'll check in, get a visitor pass, do whatever is required of that. Them, and then they will be allowed to go into the main part of the building. So, that's a good security upgrade. The board, that was a high priority for the board, and they pushed that forward, and we were able to get that worked out and scoped out, and we received bids. So, one of the things I'd say this summer, I think the only school that's not going to be disturbed with some sort of maintenance project will probably be Sunset.
Your newest school, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And everything else will be under some sort of a stage of repair or disrepair or whatever it may be. We're still going to host summer school at the middle school, and we're still going to be doing parts of we'll be using parts of the building, but a lot of work going on. And Terry Gardenhire, our maintenance person, has put together several projects, and we got the work all lined out and bid and ready to go forward. So that'll be a big part of tonight's meeting. We are going to talk about, I don't think we talked about, we had an issue with some complaints on library books a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the board voted to pull a book, but go back, maybe more importantly, at least for me, was we have a policy that the committee that used the policy said this doesn't work as well as it could or should, and we're recommending that you revise the policy. And the board, they made a commitment to do that by June. Well, June is pretty close now. And so we're going to talk about a policy to review complaints on library books. So I actually have three books sitting on my desk that we had complaints filed against those, and I've talked to the people that that have filed the complaints and said when we get the policy updated, we're going to process the complaints, and so that's how we're dealing with that. But that's a challenging issue. Somebody thinks a book is offensive, and is it offensive? Is it age appropriate? What criteria do we use to consider that? those complaints. And so that's part of our conversation tonight. We're not going to vote on a policy, but we're going to start that conversation.
Ray, thanks for coming in today. We'll see you Thursday for School Talk.
Yes, we'll be here.
Okay, and that will do it for Speak Your Peace. Thanks for listening today. I'm Darren Dudrick. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
This has been Speak Your Peace with Darren Dudrick on 1400 AM, 96.7 FM KODI Cody, and 1140 AM KZMQ Graybull.